Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown. Hello there. I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown. Let's go!
Breakdown! Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Tied up on the train tracks, I love you clear as day and in the dark. I love you sleeping on my dead left arm.
A delight to have new Julian Baker track on The Breakdown, and that featured Torres. And you say John, because you're here.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. Good afternoon. You say that's a brand new one.
It is. It was released this week. Her first collaboration with Torres, but She knows a thing or two about collaborations, just Julian Baker, being part of Boy Genius. But she linked up with her this week for their... It was described as their debut joint single, so whether there's more, who knows? But it's inspired by their experiences as growing up as a queer person in the US and their shared love of country music, because there was a bit of a country twang to that, wasn't there?
There certainly was. You can't deny it.
No.
And I wouldn't try to. Is that from an album?
No, just a standalone single.
Standalone.
So as far as... there might be an album coming out next year, but we have not been... confirmed yet.
Don't need to know. It is the 21st of December. Typically in the past, this has been a best of the year show, but we're thinking kind of sod that this year.
Yeah.
There's too much good new music to play as well.
We missed out a lot through the year, didn't
there we? There are things that we missed out, so we're going to try and cover some of those. Steve was supposed to be here this afternoon, but he's been stranded in...
He's stuck in T-Bay services.
Stuck in T-Bay services.
Yeah. Sounds like a fall song.
he has helped me, though, today, because I didn't have a treble seven before his list that he sent me, but I can do that now today, so God bless Steve.
Oh, Steve. Even when he's not here, he's still helping out.
He's helping. He's kind of helpful, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's kind of helpful. He has sent through, though, six tracks that should have been played on the breakdown this year that weren't. So I'm going to play one of those now, and it is a new artist, Cassie Crutt. So she was a part of a band called Palm, who I know we've played a couple of times in the past, but they split up after their third album a couple of years ago, and I assume this was, I think in fact it is, I can see it there, it's her debut single as a solo artist on Fire Talk Records, and it came out at the start of October, and I say, we should have played this. Oh, absolutely. So I'm going to do this. And then, do you know what? To link back in with the Boy Genius thing, I'm going to play something from Jasmine Forte that we missed a couple of weeks ago. Because she's now signed to Phoebe Bridges' label.
Yes.
So we'll do that. In the Morning, I think, was the name of the track a couple of weeks ago. So that's the double you've got coming up. Breakdown is underway.
Thank you. Hello, this is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Between your breaths, here in the trees when the wind blows. I dreamed our lips touched for the first time, pressing yours hard down into mine. What a joy to wake in the morning light, just a friend who stayed the night.
Pre-release hat trick already for Jasmine 14. We could have made it 2 weeks ago because that's when You Are the Morning, the title track from her debut album, came out. Should have played it last week as well, but I'm glad we got it in today because it certainly fits into ones that we should have played this year. So, connection to Julian Baker is that Jasmine 14 is the first signing to Phoebe Bridges. Record label. Mm. Now, is it called like Destructor or something?
Something like Destroyer. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And the You Are the Morning album comes out on the 17th of January next year. And I think there's a big year ahead for Jasmine 14. Absolutely. I think it's destined to be. Seeing her as a support act at the Sydney Matildas is going to be one of the stories I can say in 5 years' time. Like, I saw them.
Who did she spot?
Oh, it was. I can't remember exactly. I'd have to look at my list. It was a great night, but she was the first on and was brilliant. And the song Elephant, which is probably my favourite of the year, I remember searching during the gig, thinking, okay, what is this song? And then asking at the merch table afterwards, say, what is that song? That's not out yet. Oh, it's going to be on this album, though. So, You Are The Morning, out in January. That followed Cassie Krupp, Reckless, and it's always good when there's a call and response kind of spelling challenge, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we enjoy that. We've established I'm going to be doing the first treble seven, but not yet.
Yes, I picked the wrong hand.
Picked the wrong hand.
You know, it happens.
You are placated, though, now by having the next song.
I am.
Stop whinging.
First world problems. Yes, we're going back. We're doing another track that we should have caught earlier this year. Hockey Dad. They're a duo from Wing Dang. Apologies for the accent.
Where's that?
That is near Sydney in Australia. Did you not guess from the accent?
No.
Wing Dang, mate.
Not at all.
But they've actually been releasing music since 2016. They're very C86 style jangly pop. They released their fourth album back in June called Rebuild Repeat. And this is a track from that very album called Safety Pin.
Do you know, I'm going to double this with something from Chris's playlist from last week.
Oh, yeah.
There was lots of stuff that he didn't play. So we'll do something short and snappy from that.
Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Chris was on last week, playing down the counting down the offbeat top 10.
It's a very good show.
I enjoyed it. Thought it was a good one. He played a selection of absolute bangers, but he didn't play that literal corker there. And I'm happy to do that today because the album Hallway of Grey by Corker, the band who I think, are they from Illinois? I believe they are. They're over America anyway.
Southeastern Indiana, it says there.
Ah, right, we'll take that. Yeah. That track from it was on Chris's playlist and was called, what was it? Corker. No, Distant Dawn. Distant Dawn, yes. From the album Hallway of Grey. I'm going to try and play one more from Chris's list as well because there's some other crackers on there. One for you, though, now.
Yes, another one we're going back in time. A six-piece from Cork in Ireland. They're called Cardinals. Wasn't there a band in the 80s called the Cardinals?
I reckon that.
Yeah, although I might be getting confused with the Cardiacs. They are definitely not the Cardiacs. They released a few EPs this year, and I chose Unreal, which was released back in February. They have been announced in the initial lineup of Get Together. So they're playing Keller Island in May. So well, I thought they deserved to play because they're coming over to Sheffield.
That is good. Yeah.
Unreal.
You know what? I'll turn it up as well.
Yeah. Feedback, don't they? That's Cardinals, and they're from Ireland. Their song was called Unreal, and they're playing Get Together in May.
All the way in May.
Yeah, it seems a long time away, but it probably won't be. It'll be here before we know it.
Probably. Time for my 777 now, and this is partly helped by Steve. I guess he might be listening on his way down from Scotland now. But without this contribution, I wouldn't have been able to get one today. So you will be hearing two of my songs after this one. I'm going to play you something from Frico and the Velveteers. Tell you more about those on the other side. But Mandy first, high school boyfriend. And I've checked the spread list, the spreadsheet, and five Mandys have been played on the breakdown before, but they've all been Mandy Indiana. So you can mark this down as a new one. Milk Belly, though, not new to the breakdown, because Miranda Winters is part of that band and is Mandy and her solo guys. She has her debut album out on the 26th of April. That's a long way away, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no, it was this year. It came out on the 26th of April. Okay, so we're going all the way back to March from this. Yeah. This track is called High School Boyfriend and is one that we went and missed.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
I'm not afraid to
was a dirty one. In a good way.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. Velveteers, they are a band from Colorado, and that track called On and On is going to be on their album, new album, not debut album, A Million Knives, which is out early next year. It's their second one. Follows on from Daydream from 2021. We started that Treble 7 of mine with something from Steve that should have been played in the breakdown this year, which wasn't. You heard Mandy with High School Boyfriend from the Lawn Girl album, EP?
Album. I'd say that's an album.
That's an album from earlier on this year. And then in the middle, something from Freako, which was from an extended version of her album, which came out, again, earlier in the year. But the extended version of Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here came out at the end of November. And that was a track called I Could. Yeah. All right.
And what did it clock in at? About Treble 7?
Six minutes 59.
I'm very impressed.
Now, over to you.
Now, it's Chloe Slater, who is our seventh new artist of the day.
Ridiculous.
Which is amazing for 37 minutes into the show. Chloe Slater is I think she's about 20, 21. She's from Manchester. She released an EP called You Can't Put a Price on Fun back in May, which we missed, so I'm addressing that imbalance now. It is the kind of title track, and it's about the importance of trying to stay politically aware, even if you have lots of privilege.
So I read the Metro on the tube. Robert's blinded by his data post-colonial view, and I'm sick and tired of the state of this nation. I'll keep my eyes closed and you spread more misinformation.
Nice on Fun, Chloe Slater there from back in May, did you say?
Yes. Yes, May it was released.
Do you know what? I'm going to make it 8 new artists today.
Why not? Let's go mad.
Let's do it. This is one from my best of the year list, which we didn't get around to from the start of November. And I've noticed that Rose Gray, who is the composer and singer of Wet n Wild, has her album out on the 17th of January on Piaz Records. It's called Louder Please and will be her debut. So let's do this now. And then something else. Let's do something else as well.
We've got more than enough.
My fig way as I walk away. My Vivian, oh, what a waste of a dress you never see. My mascara runs, but it's just the rain. I won't shed a tear, like to make you wait. 2 in the morning, I don't need God, don't care if I look the same. Slipping through the back door, don't know what I'm running for, I wanna make you chase.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Approaching abysmal breath.
Rose Grey first with something called, was it Wet and Wild?
Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild, yep. And then something from Steve. So of the six tracks that he requested that we play, three of them have already been on. That was Earth Tongue, a New Zealand duo who put out their second album, The Great Haunting, in June. And from it, that was... what was it? Which one was that?
That was Grave Pressure.
Grave Pressure. There it is. Right there in the middle. Does that give us an 8 or 9?
I think that might be 9.
9 new artists for the hour. Let's go for the hourly record. What have you got?
I've got another new artist.
Can you do another new one?
I can. I have April Tapes. And April Tapes are from just up the road in Chesterfield.
Right.
And they headlined Hallamshire on West Street in May. And also, headlining the Hallamshire next year is Juanita Steen.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, which I'm very looking forward to. She played the Octagon this week.
With Travis.
Mm. Yeah. As did Hamish Hawk. That's a good lineup, isn't it?
Well, the three of them were on there.
Yeah.
Well, that justifies maybe like being £41.
I think it might do.
Just about.
Anyway, I've gone off at a tangent there. April Tapes, quartet from Chesterfield, and they released this song, Cactus Flower, back in April, and they've been compared to the lives of Wolf Alice, which is, when you play it, you'll hear it.
There is no sense in love. The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Okay, so you played another new one, which was number 10 of the hour.
Yes.
And I played number 11. Give me number 10 again. Who was it?
It was, April Tapes.
Cactus Flowers.
Cactus Flowers.
All right. And then I went with something which came out only last week. The Booyah Kids didn't get round to it last week. Called Manny, name of the track. And they are a New York band who have put out a couple of records, it seems, and it looks like they're prepping another one. I think Manny is the first taste of that. Okay, one more track to go in this hour. John, go on. Something around 3 minutes.
About three minutes. Oh, I can see one there. I'm going to say Eli Smart.
Do it.
And Eli Smart is, guess what? It's another first playing the breakdown. A singer-songwriter, he was born in Hawaii, relocated when he was 18 to Liverpool to study music. You're pointing at me in a recognisable way.
I am, yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, okay. He now lives in London, been included on the NME 100 pot list, whatever it's called, Dork Magazine's hype list, and most importantly, he's now being played on the breakdown. Released his album No Summer last month, and this is a standalone single he released yesterday.
He supported None of the Anther.
Oh!
He is her boyfriend.
Oh, well, there we go.
Game face.